Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Vic and young Russell. The former is established at the library table, occupied with some work he's brought home from the office, while the latter, newly arrived home from school, strolls briskly toward the hallway. Listen.
Vic, Doc.
Hello, Russell. How's everything in the halls of learning?
Oh, so-so.
Where you going?
Upstairs to change out of my school clothes.
Well, when you come back down, don't bother greeting me all over again.
Okay.
I brought a job from the office, and I'm busy.
Okay, I'll be taxed as long as the passes. There's awful dreams.
Well, come back and answer it.
I will, Willie. I'm on my way in there anyhow.
Hi, Dr. Street. Thought you were over at Ms. Donahue's.
Well, I just got back. I'll get it, son.
I got a bottle of Bruce Johnson.
Yeah. All the beloved members in my family have all of a sudden elected to cluster in the living room.
Uh-huh.
Makes it cozy.
Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, Miss Keller.
Must be Uncle Fletcher's landlady.
Oh, really, Miss Keller?
I'm convinced it's Uncle Fletcher's landlady.
Are you addressing me, little man?
Well, sure.
Well, don't address me anymore, Russell, honey. I'm attempting to concentrate here.
Please, Miss Keller. Person's trying to hear themselves think on the telephone.
Well, what a mockery. I, who pleads and begs for quiet, is
Uncle
told
Fletcher's
to...
Uncle Fletcher's on his way over here. This is Miss Keller on the wire. Uncle Fletcher's gone to Dixon this afternoon. Some man's coming past to pick him up. As usual, he left home for getting half his stuff, and Miss Keller wants... Yes, Miss Keller! No, he hasn't showed up yet. Uh-huh. A list? You've made a list? All right, fine. If you'll get it, you can read it to me over the phone. All right. You made a list of the stuff he forgot.
Why is the man calling for Uncle Fletcher at our house?
So the man won't have to drive out of his way. Virginia Avenue is on a direct line between Springfield and Dixon, and this man is some kind of a state official for Illinois, and this is a convenient way.
Here's Uncle Fletcher now.
Where?
I can see him out on the front sidewalk. He's strolling around in back.
I can't imagine anything he forgot that we can provide. It's clothes and trash. I don't expect... Oh, yes, Vic, quit looking so gloomy.
No, but every time I try to bring home a job or work from the office, it looks like all the forces of nature conspire to cheat, confuse, and discomfort me. I'm dismayed, bewildered, yea, and even frightened
yes,
by
Yes, Miss Keller. All right. Write this down.
What?
Write this down.
Well, how you like that?
You got paper actually... and that pencil strewn in front of you there by the bushel. Write down, shoes, not me.
Oh, Sadie, now really, after
Hurry
all...
Hurry up, write down these items. Miss Keller says there's quite a few. Shoes, not me. Other pair in Belize.
Here's Uncle Fletcher. The kitchen door just opened.
Sadie!
Hi, Uncle Fletcher!
Afternoon, Russell. In the living room, aren't
we? Yeah. Uncle Fletcher's just coming in, Miss Keller. Yes, would you rather speak with him?
Oh, you, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, can't complain, Russell, honey. It's feeling first rate. I average about the same. Hello, Sadie.
Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, on the telephone, honey. Well, Vic, honey, you home too?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I had better handle it. Yes, I got that about the shoe.
I'm going to Dixon this afternoon.
Yes.
You never do that, Russell.
Sure. Mom's talking with your landlady, Miss Keller, on the telephone right this
minute. Money pinned to shirt.
What?
Money pinned to shirt. Write that down.
You talking to my landlady, Miss Keller, there, Sadie?
Yes. All right, Miss Keller.
Well, there's a half-wit woman for you. Just goes to show how they love to gossip. By George, you take a woman, they'll gossip before they leave.
Well, you run away and forgot a lot of stuff, Uncle Fletcher.
How's that?
Yes, money pinned to shirt, Miss Keller.
I run away and done what?
Run off wearing shoes that ain't made.
Go on.
Well, look. Sleeve garters in lunch bucket.
Well, kill my horse.
One new shoe and one old shoe.
One new shoe and one old shoe. Oh, well, the situation will cipher itself out all right. I got the mates for these shoes here in my satchel.
Sleeve guard is in lunch bucket, Vic.
What?
Write that down. All right, Miss Keller, what else?
I'm going to Dixon, Russell, and Vic, honey, with Harry McFrowell.
Well, orange and banana.
Harry McFrowell, Russell and Vic, honey, is employed with the state of
Illinois. Russell, and I put him in a sandwich, too.
He's going back to Dixon this afternoon, Russell and Vic, honey, after transacting official government business in our state capitol building at Springfield.
He can borrow one of Russell's mufflers. Oh, yes, several.
Harry McFrowell, Russell and Vic, honey, was at one time... Oh, maybe I better save this information and statistics till 32.
He forgot his necktie and his cuff links?
By George, he did.
Uh-huh. He wished you were going to Dixon, Russell.
Sure.
Look at me a second, Uncle Fletcher.
Beg pardon, Sadie, honey?
You're right, Miss Keller.
What's all this?
You went away from home without your necktie and your cufflinks.
Wait a minute here.
Oh, we got cufflinks and neckties by the bushel around here, Miss Keller.
I had that necktie and cufflinks laid out on the lame brain dresser.
You forgot your pants, too.
No, I put on my pants, like...
Oh. Yeah. Daylight got in there, didn't you?
All right, Miss Keller, we'll take care of it. You bet. Don't worry about a thing. Surely. All righty. Goodbye, Miss Keller.
Sadie, honey, I'm going to Dixon.
Yes, Miss Keller just told me all about it. How long are you going to stay?
Oh, I'll likely stay till Sunday afternoon.
Well, I bet you have a dandy time. Now, I think we better take care of these
I'm
things.
I'm going to Dixon, Sadie, honey, with Perry McFrowell.
And you're expecting him any minute, ain't you?
Yes. Sadie, Russell, and Vic, honey, the reason...
Well,
I would...
Fletcher, while you're telling us that, there's some little trash you better be doing. That was Miss Keller on the phone calling up to say you forgot a few things.
I forgot my leather necktie and my brass cufflinks. I had them laid out on the dresser there.
You got your shoes mixed up, too. The ones you're wearing ain't made.
That's right, that's right. You see, in the excitement of planning on a journey...
Well, yeah, sure. Well, the correct ones are there in your valise, so open it, why don't you, and change. Then your friend won't be kept waiting when he honks out in front.
The reason I asked Terry McFarlane to pick me up here rather than at Miss Keller's house was I never wanted him to go out of his role.
There, you got your valise open?
Yeah.
What'd you ask me to do, Mom?
Trot out in the kitchen and fetch an orange and a banana.
Uncle Fletcher's lunch, huh?
Yes. Uncle Fletcher, did you know you'd come away from home without your fruit for on the auto ride?
I got my fruit in my lunch bucket there.
No, in your hurry and flurry, you left the orange and banana on the sink and put your sleeve garters in your lunch bucket.
I done that. Yeah, what do you think of that, Vic?
Oh, you're the cute kid and no mistake.
I put my sleeve garters in my lunch pocket.
Oh, and something else you done. You forgot. Well, never mind. Wait till you got your shoe changed.
Next time I bring home work from the office.
The biggest orange I ever saw.
Willie, in the upper left-hand drawer of the buffet there, fetch a pair of cufflinks you'll see in a little cardboard pillbox.
Okay.
The reason that Sadie and Vic, honey, I asked Terry McFarlane to stop past here.
Terry, you got your shoe on. Now, you're all made it up right in the feet.
But the next time I bring homework from the nitwit office,
is
you can let it out.
Is it cufflinks, Mom?
Yes.
There's a reason, Sadie and Vic, honey, I asked...
Oh, Fletcher, stand up here a minute.
How you mean?
I want to show you something pinned to your shirt.
Well, very likely this is that magic trick.
No, unbutton your coat and vest.
This is the trick where you take the King of Hearts and change it into the Deuce of Spades.
No, it's no trick at all.
And here's the orange and the banana and the cufflinks.
Well, put the orange and the banana in Uncle Fletcher's lunch bucket. Lay the cufflinks on the library table.
Thanks.
And then go in the hallway and bring your muffler.
Muffler?
Uncle Fletcher's going to borrow it to wear to Dixon. He forgot it.
Okay.
The reason, Sadie and Vic, honey, I asked Perry McFarlane.
Yeah, I want to show you something.
I got my coat and vest unbuttoned.
Miss Keller pinned money to your shirt.
Hey, wait a minute. I forgot my money.
No, here it is. $4 $1 bills pinned on your shirt just underneath the pocket.
Well, by George.
Remember, it's there now. Vic, read off them items you wrote down.
I bet the next time I bring work home from
read
the
read off them items.
And here's my locker.
Lay it on the library table. Read.
Shoes not made. Money pinned to shirt. Steve Garner's in lunch bucket.
Uh-huh.
Orange and banana. Uh-huh. Muffler. Cufflinks.
Uh-huh.
Necktie.
Uh-huh. Takes care of everything but the necktie. Take off yours.
What?
Take off your necktie. Uncle Fletcher has to have a necktie to wear to Dixon.
That's right, Vic, honey.
Well, I guess we got you all fixed and ready, Uncle Fletcher. I guess we can say we...
The automobile horn, the automobile horn.
Harry McFarlane.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see now. Your shoes are made it up correct. You know your money is pinned to your shirt. There's a banana and orange in your lunch bucket. Here, put these cufflinks in your pocket. You can fix them in the car. Here's a muffler and here's Vic's necktie. You can put them on in the car.
Well, thanks very much, Sadie.
Not at all, and have a perfectly grand time.
I will.
Have just a wonderful time.
I will. Now, I guess I better go.
Yes.
Sadie, Russell and Vic, honey.
Yes.
Goodbye.